We back.
Yo, we out here. Sorry, I just had to settle some comedy. No, some biz, comedy management, dude. Just some biz. I was getting some texts. People were coming around asking when can we get Matt and Shane to headline our fucking clubs.
Slubing deals, basically.
So this is, you know, it's very far in the future because it's tough to book us soon.
True.
It's tough.
So you're just over here greasing.
This is May
you're just
and
fucking
June.
Loading the pipeline.
May and June, we got some sick gigs coming up. We'll focus on that later.
We got too many things.
I was at the Albany Funny Bone this past weekend.
How was that?
It was good. I mean, Soder. It was pretty sold out. Yeah. I think it was sold out every time, which is sick.
Awesome.
It's in a mall. That's depressing.
Fuck yeah.
That's depressing.
Doing comedy in a mall is sick, dude.
But the fucking host, he was like,
how was the boy?
I hated him. He's a nice kid.
Yeah, sure.
It was just me and baby girl broke up Friday moments before the show, like in the hotel on the right before we went to the show. We broke up.
You have such a wild muse, dude.
I mean, that's just my muse. She was torturing me.
Oh my god.
She knows I perform better when I'm sad. And
for
angry.
Sure.
And I really do, which is nice. But get to the green room, and this kid, he's like this Asian kid.
Mm-hmm.
We walk in. I don't fucking know him.
Sure.
And he's like, "What's wrong?" Like Soder was like, "Yeah, he's." You could tell I was pissed. I was just quiet. I wasn't saying shit. And he was like, "What's wrong?" And I was like, "Ah, just me and my girlfriend just broke up again. We just broke up like right before the show." And he's like, "Oh, did you just cry?" I was like, "What?" I was like, "No, I didn't. What the fuck did you just say to me, dude?" And then I sat on it. I just sat there for like 10 minutes and sighed, like just stunned that this fucking kid just said this to me. It's just me and him in this green room, sitting across from each other in chairs.
But he wasn't trying to fuck with you laughing?
No.
He was like, "Oh, did you cry?"
Yeah. He literally was asking if I just cried.
What the fuck?
And I was like, it took me a minute. I was like, "Oh, you've never been in a relationship. That's why you asked me one of the dumbest fucking questions
Holy
I've heard."
Holy fuck.
I was pissed, dude. And he was like, "Yeah, I've never been in a relationship. Did you cry?" I was like, "No, I didn't fucking cry, dude."
What a fucking beast, dude.
Yeah. And then the next
day. He's basically 40-year-old virgin, dude. He was
hit
like,
me hard. Then the next day, he was like, "Did you cry today?" And I'm like, "Yo, what are you doing, dude?" Do I have to fight you?
Sounds like the fucking man.
Yeah, in hindsight, yeah, he was kind of the man.
The fact that his first thing was like, "Oh, did you cry?"
Oh, he hit me with that. I was like, "Dude, you're being very dishonorable."
You might just be the funniest fucking Asian comedian ever, dude.
You might
have hit Asian Kaufman, dude. There's just
BLs.
Four big fat mountain ladies being like, no, I'm good.
Come back.
I gotta get back to the city, babe.
I gotta get back to New York. I gotta ride.
Pop your collar. Crunch your can.
No, everybody there was happy to see me leave. That was a bad show.
It's funny to think of the real story of you just sipping Bud Lights, glaring at people after the show, coming up to you. One guy comes up. He's like, "Hey, yeah, that's pretty good." And you're like,
"I thought it was all right.
Thanks, man.
Do what I can, bro." I got up there. I was like, "Yo, fuck Syracuse." They're like, "Boo." It's like Notre Dame's about to win by 30. Suck
my dick.
Oh,
they're playing today?
Yeah.
Ooh, no wonder they didn't like you. Probably just didn't like them.
No, it was the whole show was.
You're probably transferring all your hate.
It was
for
just
Syracuse.
The snow, so half the crowd didn't show up.
That's true.
It was rough.
Everyone's day was brutal.
But it was a good. Brett, shout out Brett for putting that together, dude.
Yeah,
good bull. Good bull.
Brett fucking lined the pockets, dude. That's good. He didn't go back on his word. A lot of
that was the first thing he said.
A lot of promoters get squirrely in the snow, dude.
No, that was the first thing he said. He was like, "Listen, I know the turnout's going to suck, but everything's good."
A lot of promoters like to take a snow day.
But when he said that, I was like, "Well, yeah, of course. Of course everything's good. What are you talking about?"
From when you go to college for being a promoter, first thing they tell you is like, "Look, if it rains or anything, don't pay everyone." When you go to college for comedy promotion, basically snow days and pay days are one of the things. They're just it's a snow day.
I don't want to include Brett in this because
he's a good boy. He
but
paid.
Like a... Every, like, just squirrely white dudes and black dudes are in promoter college.
Yeah, dude.
And it's just like, all right, number one, you got to come up with a goofy fucking name.
Yep.
And then two, if it rains.
I think when you go into like a methadone or Suboxone clinic, they hand you a brochure like, "Here's some information on becoming a comedy."
All you have to do is design flyers. Put your face in the middle of it. The biggest.
Have you thought about becoming a comedy promoter? They hand you a methadone and you're like, "I guess I can do this."
Hell yeah.
Like, how's it work? Be like, you just throw shows and try to keep all the money. It's
easy. You just keep all the money.
It's a great business.
It's you got to find a form of entertainment like stand-up where pretty much everyone will do it for free.
Yeah. And then you're like, this is a great promotion. You bring someone up to like the Catskills. And you're like, this is good fucking.
This is good. I'll give you 50
good
bucks.
Exposure, dude. Yeah. You're making a name out here. I just love that.
Dude, when I go to a show like that and then it's like you realize how much you're getting paid.
Mm-hmm.
And then you look at the audience and it's like, wait, this is $20 a ticket.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm getting paid for like three seats and there's 150 people here.
Yeah.
God damn. Yeah. That's
meanwhile, some dude's just fueling up the biggest relapse ever, dude. He's like, holy yeah, fuck, yeah. Dude. I'm up here. I would like go to the mountains and do that up there. And I'd have guys up there like, all right, man, here's your shot. And I'd be like, I don't give a fuck if I don't come back here, man. Like, I hope I never come back.
That's
here.
What I said to the crowd in Syracuse. Mm-hmm. I was like, this is it.
Yeah.
I'm never coming back here.
Goodbye.
This was an accident. Fool me once. Shame on me, dude.
Yeah, I like started the opposite.
Fool me can't get fooled.
Remember,
again.
I'd be like, I just want to go to these small towns. And like, after a while, I'd just be like, yeah, fuck, this sucks.
Small towns suck. Those people have, first off, normally, not that Syracuse, I'm not, again, because Brett's definitely, I'm not shitting on that show.
I know you're not shitting on that.
Usually
at all.
A small town crowd has never been to a stand-up show.
Well,
it's just, I don't know. That's,
here's my thing. It all depends on the bookers. We've gone to I'm like gay. The Cole Hole. We've done,
Cole
I've
Hole
done
the shit,
fun
dude.
Shows in small little towns. It's just when the booker. Like when bookers are like in the pipeline of old white dudes, it's like when that's your like demographic, it's like it's the worst. Dude.
There's nothing
I do
worse
bad.
Than a probably like 50 to 60 year old white dude that's like a blue collar white dude.
Oh yeah,
in an audience.
Yeah, yeah, they're pretty brutal.
They think they're the funniest dudes on earth.
If you get a dude, it's funny too. If you get a guy with like a Saint Dots like pullover vinyl like windbreaker in a comedy crowd with a turtleneck, that's like their armor against that. They just sit there and like not funny.
Yeah, dude. Every dude, especially if they're funny, if they're like the funny guy in their group of fucking old friends.
I know.
Oh, like you gotta get him up there. Let him tell some jokes. He's hilarious.
Let him tell some stories. He's got some stories that dude. It's. Yeah, after a comedy show, the shit that people say to you afterwards just kind of like.
And like if you're self-deprecating about like, man, I fucking suck right now. They're like, yeah, you do. It's like, yeah, I know, dude. Shut the fuck up. Think I want to be here right now, you fucking loser.
I know.
And then you look at an old dude and it's like, what the fuck can I say to this guy?
Yeah, what am I going
to do? What am I going to make fun of woke shit to some fucking trucker from Syracuse?
Yeah.
I don't know.
But you'd be surprised, man. That shit's gone. If true. My mom knows about it, it's gone mainstream.
True. InfoWars really pushed the agenda.
Dude, my mom, when she's like, you know, I really like that Candace Owens. She's really smart. And I'm like, thanks, mom. I'm like, that's good. I'm glad you enjoy her.
That's why Candace is.
5 seconds.
Yeah, did I tell you I saw Tommy Loren?
You saw Tommy Loren?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was at Sirius when they did the Fox News during the election.
What?
During the recent.
How's she looking?
Exactly what you'd imagine.
She's hot as fuck.
She's an
nice.
Angel.
I just saw
her across the street. I was like, I gotta get in that tent because Fox News is right across.
They're doing the thing.
And she was like,
the
whole,
I'm gonna tell you what, Bill. Blah 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 blah.
That must have been. I was looking in that tent because they had a tent outside set up during the election.
Yeah.
I was looking in there like that must be the gayest fucking party. All these right wing like. Figurehead, like talking heads.
Yeah.
Oh my god, dude! I got to show you this.
Well,
fucking
they all like you talk to them. They're fucking superstars, dude, in their own right.
Yeah.
I told you I went on the news one time.
What?
I went when they destroyed the segment. I didn't get on the air, but they invited me. Fox invited me to do a thing when I wrote that article, and I had to go up there and talk to these guys up in like somewhere in New Jersey, and I had to like they're like asking me like what about New Jersey? It was about that one about New Jersey. Like what do you think about this? And I was like I don't watch this show. I don't know.
It must have been a stellar interview.
I was stoned. I got high and went on news, and they just deleted the segment. It wasn't going to air till like they were only going. It was on like the show called like Chasing New Jersey. It wouldn't have been on it till like 2 a.m.
Would have been and sick though. That's a nice credit.
I was like, let me get.
You
yeah.
can use that as a credit.
I was like, let me get the footage. They're like, we destroyed it.
We destroyed it. They didn't even turn the camera on.
Well, they were just like, no. They said
they saw you in the green room, and they're like, all right, well, we got to get this guy out
this
of here. Just for 10 minutes, just pretend to talk to him.
I ate an edible and drove to New Jersey. I was like, I guess this will be cool. And then I sat in there, and they're like, so how do you feel about the new season of blah 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 of like Jersey Shore? And I was like, I don't watch that show. They're like, so are you from Jersey? I was like, nah.
Yo, I watched Jersey Shore on Saturday or on Thursday. No, I was fucked up and I watched Jersey Shore. Situation got fat.
Did he?
Yeah. And now they all fucking clown on him. It's pretty funny. I'm sorry to cut you off.
No.
We should explain that Gerby
Gerben was a very good stand-up for a long time, and then he took he stopped enjoying it.
Mm-hmm. Like many of the greats do.
And he chugs Muscle Milk on the podcast.
Now he just gets pussy and drinks Muscle Milk.
You gotta try Strawberry Muscle Milk. This thing, this is like...
You look jacked.
It's kind of creepy. Doesn't he look stronger than usual? Man.
Thank you.
Let me see it.
Get in there.
Woo. Wow, Gerby's is jacked.
Gerby's big. What you been doing, bro?
I am so close to sending Tommy a topless photo, you know, because...
Yeah.
I wonder...
Yeah, you got it.
That's a normal thing, or is he going
to... send a topless photo?
Nah, dude, that's such a power move, dude.
Yeah.
That's totally normal.
I should text him and be like, is this a...
Send it to him.
No, yeah, yeah. Again, don't ask.
Because he always, dude. he'll be like complimenting if he sees a little something.
You got to break out of being a fucking chattel and become a full naughty bee.
Yeah, dude, consent. Take that shirt off right now.
Pop the shirt off. Keep chugging Muscle Milk.
Come on,
you got to send Tommy a pic of your shirt off flexing like right now and say, fuck you.
No.
It's not a beater underneath?
No.
What is that?
Yeah, dude. It's just skin, dude.
Just
it's a
V-neck.
Yeah, it's just a
I'd like to see you in just that V-neck, if I could.
It's just
I have very narrow
and
shoulders.
Then fucking,
do you have narrow shoulders? It doesn't look like it.
Incredibly narrow.
You look like you're wearing a bulletproof vest, dude. You look fucking thick.
Well, thank you.
But just a V-neck up against fucking galvanized steel, dude. Dude, I'm so happy to have you.
Woo! Look at that, dude.
Looking like fucking white Bruce Lee, dude.
He's looking ripped as fuck. So humiliating. Matt is absolutely yoked out of his mind.
No, I'm not.
Shade's gigantic. I'm sitting here.
No, you look great.
Dude, you're fucking ripped as hell, dude.
I've got a little something poking.
You look like a
Yo,
cop.
You fucking got some veins.
You look like a cop.
You
got a fucking job right
now. That's a detective.
Yeah, you got a thick neck, too. You got a thick bull.
I do have a fat neck.
That's sick. Yeah.
Dude, you're getting huge. You're
just getting yokes, dude. You got to fucking work. All right, so Gerben took time off stand-up, and then I called him. He was calling me. He would call me and be like, Shane, how do I get pussy? And I was like, dude, you just got to do stand-up. He'd be like, I can't get pussy. It's so hard to get pussy.
It's a little bit reductive, but... Kind of accurate, yeah.
Somewhat.
Yeah.
But I was like, you're really good at stand-up. You should be doing it. There's so many fucking shitheads doing stand-up that can't do it.
For sure.
I think you're one of the people that can do it, so you should do it. And Gerby's makes his triumphant return to stand-up December 8th?
Yeah, 6th.
When is it?
Wow.
Yeah.
6th through the 8th at Helium Comedy Club.
I can't thank you enough. Like I've said,
don't push me yet. If you bomb.
No, but I don't... First, I don't think I'm going to bomb. Second of all... you know, it's fun this time around.
Yeah.
And it's also different. Like, you remember from the old act, it was like the plan of attack was just get up there and be like, ah, preposterous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then it's just not sustainable. And, I mean, my head would hurt. And I ended up slipping back into that at Ortlieb's. I did a mic at Ortlieb's trying to work on this.
That's the one bit. If I come back after a while, for some reason I go to Ortlieb's and do like 3 minutes. And I'm like, nice, I got this.
Yeah.
Anyway, I slipped right back in. I was like, no more of that horse shit. So, you know. Just coming back into it with this sort of new mindset of being more conversational and doing the performance when necessary, but being more conversational.
Yeah.
You're going to crush, dude. It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
You should do like wife beater and suspenders and just go out there and make fun of
it. Yeah, wear a blazer and then right when you get on stage, take it off, hang it on the mic stand and just flex on them, dude. Just stand there and flex on them. Shotgun of Muscle Milk on stage. And then rip 3 push-ups and then go straight in. I'll be like,
here's the problem with...
Please. Dude, you know, I don't know.
You can say Indian, so I think.
On my first week ever, I was working for Ted Alexandro, and then, you know, as the opener, I read, like, so this happened. I was in, like, a black lit class or something at Drexel at the time. And this is the thing, I came in late to class, she's asking who can read the poem on page whatever. And the poem was like, run, N-word, run. And so then...
You raise your hand before
And I raise it, so by the time I get there, I'm just like, ah. And, you know, I just read it kind of sterilely, you know.
Chucked out some cold.
I brought that out on stage. My first two shows I ever did, and I read that poem.
You read the N-word on stage?
Yes. It was a different time.
That was a different time.
Damn. Yeah.
But in the context of the whole thing, that's one of those things that I look back and you're like,
damn,
oh, God,
Gerben
said
the N-word on stage?
Yeah.
Damn.
Wow. I read it in a poem. It wasn't saying it.
You're just reliving the moment.
I was reliving the moment and whatever. And trust
air quotes, black lit
very
class.
Quickly, you know, an uncomfortable. It was like very quickly you learn this is not funny.
Oh, yeah. It didn't work on stage?
No. and then you just stop doing it. But it's just like now I would not have a, you know, I would not even be able to go.
You don't
anywhere.
Have the guts to get out there. You more would kind of sublimate that into like a long talk about the West being the best.
I wouldn't touch it. All I was saying is just how different of a world it was.
I'm kidding, dude.
Yeah.
I'm bad at joking around like that. I feel like sometimes I just get a little too carried away.
No. It's only because I just wanted to hedge what I was saying.
True.
Yeah. All right. So Gerby's back, and he was running by this bit by me.
Yeah.
The story that he had told me, and he was like, I was like, you got to do that. You got to do that on stage. The fucking cat story.
Oh, it was the funniest story. Fucking thing I've ever heard.
You
dude.
Bought a.
Yeah, so I'll tell you that. Part of it may be too much of an act out for the listeners, but I'll tell it. So I had, I got a great deal on an apartment. And.
Gerben's Jewish. Go ahead. I always forget Gerben's Jewish until he talks about great deals.
It's a totally reasonable thing saving up to, make an investment later.
For sure.
So I'm getting this great deal on an apartment, and
says the N-word.
Reddit
talks about girls' pussies as gruel.
Yes,
you're a monster, dude.
I love gruel.
Oh man.
Anyway,
so you got this. By the way, you're definitely banned for this.
For where?
You know where you're banned.
Oh, I accept the ban. The ban was official.
Ban yourself. Right. Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
All right, sorry.
Officially take a knee on.
Wait, is this spread to this? You're banned from this one too?
No. It's not even a question. First of all, clearly I'm banned. But second of all, if I weren't, I self ban.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Hell yeah, Gerben.
Self ban myself from.
Look, I don't want anyone to. I would never try to limit a comic's stage time or where they perform or anything like that.
True.
So I don't condone you, or I don't want you to fucking self-ban, but if you do, that's nice. That's a nice little
I self-ban.
I don't want to prevent you from any good $40 opportunities for night of stand-up.
No, trust me. And you know what the one thing is, did you guys see the Adam Sandler Netflix special?
I did, yeah,
some of it.
I thought it was so good, and like the end of that, I just loved it so much. There, he basically, if you guys haven't seen it, it's really worth watching. At the end, he does this bit with Rob Schneider that's so much fun, and they're just clearly having fun. It's his friend. And then at the end, he pays tribute to Chris Farley.
Oh, that was so sad.
It was sad.
It was really sad. It was really nice.
Yeah. But that, to me, that's like Sandler and McKeever. That just reminds me of the way the McKeever is towards his friends, and like sort of that degree of like that at the end of the day, that's what's going to make you happy, not just trying to, worry about if I can't get it on at one theater. I'd rather it's the friendships that matter. It's the having fun, because and that's what I appreciate so much of you getting me back in. Because then like I got to see Brian Six perform. He's great.
Beezer.
And then Kyla was there. It's just like a incredibly warm human being. So like being a part of that,
The camaraderie.
The camaraderie. Yeah.
Well, that runs out pretty quick.
Does it?
Yeah, that camaraderie turns into a bunch of little fucking weasels shitting on everything you do for fucking 2 years.
Oh. Well, I'm sure that's part of it.
No, it's... But you know what I'm saying. I got two great bulls right in front of me, dude.
You're not going to be camaraderie with everybody. Yeah. You get your little... And so it's
click
like...
up.
Yeah.
That's what's up. Okay, you will definitely get some pussy, too.
From
doing stand-up.
I guess, we'll see.
I mean, that's just... Yeah, that's deep-sea fishing, dude.
Deep sea fishing? Yeah. Was that metaphor out?
It's just, you're just like, now you're skimming the surface. Oh. You're dropping a deep line, dude. You're hooking into the fucking, controlling the masses and shit. You're definitely, you're getting chicks to gruel hard over that.
They gruel.
Online dating profile, you're just another swinging dick. As soon as you stand up on stage and you're making, 300 people laugh, now girls go, they start doing the girl calculus. You're like, fuck them.
Okay.
So
that's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
There's going to be a bunch of gruel at Helium oozing out.
Girls are going to be sliding off their seats, dude.
Just gruel city. Once they hear this fucking cat story, they're going to be like, holy shit. But yeah, that was nice. Then I had a show that night in Lancaster, a little doubleheader.
So you felt good?
No, I felt horrible. I didn't sleep. Didn't sleep at all. Went to that. That was great, but that's not enough sleep.
Yeah.
And then I had two shows in Lancaster. First show was at like 7.
Mm-hmm.
Second show was at fucking midnight.
Damn, why?
Dude, I have never... That late show I did was the worst show I think I've ever done in my life.
You're just tired.
I've never been that tired on stage. I was just like, this fucking sucks. And normally people laugh at that.
Yeah.
Like normally if I'm on stage, I'm like, this sucks. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I fucking suck. They all start laughing. But this crowd was like, you're all right. You're doing good.
Ugh.
And I was like, I know I'm doing good, dude.
Yeah, I've had it before where I'm so tired. It goes one of two ways. Either I'm so tired, I just tap into like pure stream of consciousness.
Yeah, or the adrenaline.
And it has
in.
It has a blast. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or I've just been so tired and being like, oh, I don't know what the fuck.
I've never done. Like I was sweating.
Yeah.
I felt lightheaded at one point. I was like, this just sucks, dude. Yeah, I'm falling asleep. I was sleeping before I got on.
Ugh.
But it was pretty funny because people that listen to the podcast showed up.
Yeah.
And during the late show, I was explaining what was going on with my life.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, yeah, just I'm single now. It was tough. Met fucking baby girl. She's in. And then these people in the front row were like, whoa, 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 stop. And I was like, what? They're like, we're only on episode 50, dude. These are spoilers. I was like, yeah, spoiler alert, dude. My life falls apart hard.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, it was fun.
That was fucking awesome.
Guys wearing shirts.
I sick. Saw the picture.
There was another guy with a Matt and Shane's Secret Podcast shirt. There was a fucking dude with a custom shirt.
I
with
saw the
my
custom Shane Gillis shirt, dude. That was tight.
Yeah.
That was fucking
that
sick.
That was great, man.
Yeah, the tees are fucking nice. I saw the picture of a dude with your face on his shirt.
Yeah.
That was hilarious.
It's
man.
Really cool.
That's awesome.
It was fun.
That's what's up.
Shout out Joey Eats World on Instagram.
Fuck
what
yeah,
up,
dude.
Bull?
Fuck yeah.
But then last night they had a show at this theater,
mm-hmm.
which I posted because I thought it was in the theater, which was like a fucking 1,200 seat theater. And they were like, yeah. we sell out every year. I was like, this is going to be the sickest show fucking ever.
Yeah.
And I was like, how are you doing with ticket sales? He's like, we're about like 150. And I was like, he was like, yeah, we're close to sold out. I was like, oh. So when I got there, it was just in the lobby of the theater.
So you had a show in the lobby of the theater?
Of a giant theater. The whole time I was on stage, I was like, I thought I was going to film a fucking special tonight. This is going to be incredible. And now I'm just out here in this lobby with you old dickheads.
Oh, that's so fucking funny. That's awesome, man.
Yeah, it was a good weekend.
I had
other than Lancaster.
Other than the late show.
Immigrants. To be powerful.
Yeah.
Dude, speaking of, did you see Variety's top 10 comics that mm-hmm. they put at Just for Laughs?
No.
They only had one white guy. Mm-hmm. And it was this dude, Darren Knight, who's the fucking lamest motherfucker ever.
Really?
So they put, like, good comedians that were, like, women, black ladies,
mm-hmm.
black dude, gay people, and then one white guy who's a southern fucking moron. Like, long hair, vests, tucked in button-downs and, like, tight jeans and cowboy boots.
Why?
And he goes on... The reason he's famous is because he has a character on YouTube called Southern Mama.
Oh, God.
Where he does that thing where like, it's just clips of, like...
Oh, my God.
Where he's like, are y'all gonna come inside or what? And then the next clip's like, don't y'all be setting off no fireworks on my porch.
Oh, my
it's
God.
It's just that
and it's,
type
and
of,
it's him as a dude, like, yeah. sorry, Mama, I'm calling
yeah, it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So that's what he's famous for. That's the only... He's been doing stand-up probably less than 5 years. And then they put him on Just for Laughs. And he got on stage and was like, I know y'all are here to laugh, not talk about racism or sexism. And everyone booed him off the stage. Yeah, dude. And then I think that might have been a conspiracy, dude.
I mean, you also, like, you can't have some killers out there, too. You know what I mean? You can't have like a young Bill Burr, dude, on stage with them just coming out smashing. And they're like, oh, wait, that guy's so much better.
Yeah, but... They also were just like, you guys want straight white men?
Here's a
straight white male.
That sucks.
And they picked the worst fucking guy possible.
Yeah, I wonder why that's so weird.
The guy with a vest and long, shitty hair.
He also might have just had the connections, dude. If he might have had
he
that YouTube
had an
money.
Agent. He probably had an agent that was like, oh my God. He's like the self-proclaimed fastest rising comedian star.
That
like,
this guy sounds
you
sick.
You gotta see this guy's
this guy
shit.
Sounds fucking awesome.
I was actually like, yo.
Yeah. You just sold me on him.
I was like, Darren Knight's fucking hilarious.
That's so funny.
He got being on stage and like, hey, y'all. I know a lot of y'all know me as Southern Mama,
like, no.
but I'm tired of racism and sexism being brought up. Let's just laugh. And everyone was like, get the fuck off the stage, dude. He went last, too. And I think he, while he was bombing, he blamed everyone before him.
Good.
Darren Knight.
Good for him.
And then every other comic just shit on him.
He just Kramer.
Shit on him.
But he went last?
He went last, but I mean they
he
shit
Kramer,
on
did
like,
he Kramer out?
On social media. No, he didn't. But like so he all the other like, comics like filmed him like bombing and being like, you fucking suck. And like, really? Yeah.
Whoa, dude, that's bizarre.
Yeah, they were real mean to him. But I think he tried to talk shit on them.
Southern Mama might fucking kill herself, dude.
That'd be sick.
Southern Mama's
Southern
gonna
Mama
get dark.
Sucks.
Southern Mama's gonna be like, Mom, you nodding out again? Leave me alone.
Where'd y'all put my heroin? Next to the Mountain Dew. It's every one of his jokes is like,
yeah.
What we need to come down, Tammy, are you listening? You need to go down to the corner store and get some Mountain Dew for the party.
Classic, dude.
It's so bad. Damn. And then, yeah, they brought him on just to have him. There's no way he was going to do well.
That sucks. Who's the fucking, who's the puppet master behind this?
Variety.
The puppet, the fucking purple-haired chick,
dude. Who do you think controls Variety?
Purple-haired Koreans, apparently.
Purple-haired Koreans.
Yeah, apparently.
Control the New York Times.
Yeah, apparently purple-haired Koreans control the fucking news. Wouldn't have guessed it, personally.
Dude, you gotta watch this, guys. You will fucking hate this guy so much.
Yeah, I'm sure.
He has videos of him doing stand-up that's just like the worst shit in the world. He just does Southern Mama.
That's sick.
On stage.
I love shticks, dude. That's all. I took a break from stand-up to come up with a shtick.
What's your shtick?
I don't know.
What you were about to
you
say
you might be a redneck. I was trying to think. You might be a redneck. I'm going to bring it back, dude. I'm going to do that while smashing fruit. I'm like, you might be a redneck, and just like smash
what
an apple.
What would you say? You might be a redneck. Like, what's a...
I'm like, you might be a redneck if you paint the N-word on LeBron's California house and smash a watermelon.
You shouldn't smash watermelons.
Why?
If you're being racist.
I'm post-racial, dude.
True.
I'm way post-racial.
Fired up, dude.
Whew. I am fired up.
I think I'm too happy.
No, it's good. I just had actually a dossier slid to me. I think our moods fucking... They definitely swivel.
Did you get a bad dossier?
Dark period, dude. No,
you're
I'm
in a
not
dark
really.
Period now?
No, not really. Eh, slightly dark. But the... I got a dossier slid to me about my fucking... The dude I got my prescription from, dude. Going to open mics, hitting him hard, dude. Hitting him hard. It was...
What do you do?
I mean, the fall of every comedian, dude. It happens to people. But apparently, he did it. It was like his first time, apparently.
Is the fall of every comedian?
It's a voice that's in every comedian's head, basically.
Yeah.
It's like the mirage to glory. When you think you have... You're like, this is gonna fucking crush. He went up... Did some time, and everyone was like, yeah, you know, when it's your first time, everyone was like, yeah, good job, bud, you know, whatever. Then the host was like, does anyone want to go up again? Does anyone have anything? Like, we have some time left. And he said this dude gave him a look like I got some shit.
Here comes the relief, dude. Here comes the closer.
He just went up and was like, yeah, I mean, like, it's 2018, like, can't white people say? And he said, I'm hearing ER, I'm hearing GA from different sources, so I don't know how he ripped it, but apparently Mike Brooks said it, he was like, he hit the GA. Might have just been spelling it that way through text. I don't know if people text fucking the fucking hard R. So, like, apparently he went up. He's like, can't white people say that? And it was like four people were like, no.
No, dude. No.
No, they can't. Stop.
So the doctor that prescribed you weed.
Now I find out he's out.
He's
doing
out
stand-up.
Doing open mics, hitting the N-word.
He's doing Kramer lights. Yeah, dude. He's hitting fucking Kramer lights out. And fucking, and I was like, Jesus Christ, man. It's too funny.
That's amazing.
It's too fucking funny. Because when I saw them, I was getting like, there's definitely like when you work with headliners and shit, there's like a stand-up air of importance where you're talking to a headliner and you're like, all right, like there's like a tension kind of. When I was talking to this guy, he was like, I'm like, remind me of kind of like headliners and shit. Like I dealt with at Helium, but he was like, he started hitting stuff like, well, you know, like you've seen my stuff before, right? And I'm like, nah, I don't know. He's like, a lot of people know me anyway. And I'm like, so I like, that was my first encounter. I was like, weird. And then I heard he was at the mic, and I was like, oh, good God, bro.
What mic was it?
I don't know. It was Schiavi's. It was Schiavi fucking slid me the dossier, dude.
Take a look at this. He's like, oh, no. So this doctor went to Schiavi's mic and hit the N-word?
Yeah, Schiavi was like the fucking the people who taught those terrorists how to fly. He was the one who was like... like
Schiavi is all about it, dude.
Oh, no, he was like, does anyone have any more time? And he air traffic controlled this dude on stage, and he's fucking flew right in. He just flew right into the black comedians, dude. He was just like... I got a good one!
Oh, my God, dude.
Ah, dude.
Hitting a fucking N-word on an open mic is
your first
is
open
so
mic.
Funny.
Your first open mic. I mean, it's like you've seen like a lot of great comedians. Like Louis was pulling it off, and it's like, dude, it's so funny. How's he doing this? So there is part where it's like, I kind of want to do it too, and then but it's like you got to resist the urge, dude.
You can't. You can't do it.
No, you can't. Louis did it.
Louis did it. Like
he was pulling it off.